It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I just want to share with you some parts of a message entitled Out of the Tombs. Get ready, because we're going to look at some things in regards to the personage of Jesus Christ, the power of Jesus Christ, and how he can make a difference in our lives. Get ready, grab your Bible, grab your pencil, grab your paper. We're about to go into a message entitled Out of the Tombs. You know, a tomb is a grave. A grave or a place for burying dead people. Can I get anybody out there who realized what it was like before you encountered Jesus Christ? You may be someone that's listening to me that is still in search of Jesus Christ. In the tombs, a grave, a place where the dead people. A tomb is also a burial chamber, a cave or a chamber used for burying a dead person. We walk through some trials and testings in life that literally take the life out of us. It's almost being like the walking dead. A tomb is also what? A monument for a dead person. You have people that talk about the family, talk about relatives or cousins or people that they know in the community, and they talk as if the person is not even alive. They say, you know, they're not in their right minds. You know, they're on drugs. You know, they are bound by different sicknesses and diseases. We're talking about what? The tomb. A monument of a dead person. You're talking as if the person doesn't have any more hope. They haven't had a job in 5 years. They've been on crack for 15 years. They can't even find the last baby daddy. Can't find the last mama baby. The tombs, those things that have no life and don't seem like there's going to be a turnaround. A tomb. A monument for a dead person. Often built over a place where he or she was buried. So we're talking to some people out there that have gone through traumatic experiences. People that have gone through disappointments, disillusionments. And right where the incident happened is when you died. Oh, you didn't die literally, but something was taken away from you. Your dream, your aspiration, your vision. And you can go right back to that place where it was done, the incident happened, and you can recall it. And I'm talking to some people that have things going on in their minds that's 15, 20, 25 years old. The tombs. Something was buried there. The tomb is also a hardened enclosure. Some people's hearts are in tombs. Some people's hearts are hardened. And Jesus is calling you today. And Jesus is reaching out for you today. Why? Today is your day of a turnaround. Today is your day of a turnaround. Let's go into the scriptures. I know you got your Bibles and you got your pen and paper, and we're going to do it today. Luke 8, and we're going to be looking at some scriptures. 8, chapter of Luke, verses 26 and 39. Out of the tombs. Oh, somebody's coming out today. Somebody is coming out of that place that's a dead place, a burial place, a monument to something that was dead, something that's over, something that's done. You're coming out of that tomb today. Let's go into the scriptures. They sailed, and when we say they sailed, we're talking about Jesus and his disciples. They're going over to the other side. Now, Jesus told them, let's go over to the other side. They ran into a storm, got some illustrations and faith lessons, and now they're going into the region of the Gerasenes. which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. Jesus had already gone through a lot of teachings. And if you read in Luke, the 7th chapter, you'll see where he had taught a lot of parables and gave a lot of illustrations. And now he's beginning to walk into another level where he's going to continue to teach us about who he is and his reason for being there. So now he's across the lake from Galilee and he stepped ashore and he was met by a demon-possessed man. Oh, we're going to keep reading. And from the town. Now, let's look at what this man had gone through. I want you to walk in the word with me today. See what this man has gone through. Because some of us have been there, done it. And then there are some people that are still there. Oh, take a hold of the word of God today. Today is your day. You're going to come out of the tombs. But let's look at a description of this man. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. Now, we know that this man was described as he had chains and everything on him. We'll be reading a little bit about that. And he was naked and torn his clothes off on him. And somebody said, but I'm not naked. Well, look at it. I don't know nobody that's walking around naked. But we're talking about torn the clothes of righteousness off of him, sewing the clothes of that robe of humility and walking in the goodness of the Lord. Some people, because of life's trials and testings, have literally had their full armor of God taken away from them. They're walking around naked. There are some other people that are literally walking around with torn clothes. They're in torment. If you look at music, you're just getting your heart goes out to him because say, why did you put that on today? Or do you realize you have little or nothing on? Why are you screaming? Why are you shouting? Why are you cutting yourself? Tattoo from the top to the bottom. Oh, we have the tombs today. But let's go back to this man. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house. Let's relate it back to us. We have some people that for a long time you have not been in the house of the Lord. I can talk to some others that for a long time you've been there in body, but your mind was on somewhere on the other side of town, coming out of the tombs of that dead place in your life. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" I want somebody to know that when you encounter the kings of kings and the lords of lords, regardless of the state that you're in, something in you is going to bow down to him. Something in you is going to want to give your heart to him. Something in you that's going to be under such a powerful arrest that there's a struggle that's going to take place as it did in this man. Come on. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell to his feet. I'm talking to some people out there that has been in the tombs. I'm talking to some people that's gone through some things in your life that have literally broke you. And there's something on the inside of you that wants to go to Jesus, but there's a force of darkness that's worn in your members. Oh, let's look at the goodness of the Lord. And this man shouted, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" I'm talking to people that you recognize that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Most High God, but there is a struggle going on the inside of you. But this day, you're going to be made free. Hold on, we're going to get through this scripture. And he said, "What do you want from me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." Have you ever in your life gone through some pain and anguish and disappointments that when the goodness of the Lord come your way, you don't even know how to receive it. When God starts to bless, you still be looking for another mess. Always going through something. But this is your day for a breakthrough. This is your day. You are literally coming out of the tombs. Have you ever known somebody that you can't even do good to them because they feel like, well, what do you want? Why are you here? Why are you here to torture me? But I want you to tell somebody that maybe it was sitting right next to you. You're coming out today. The goodness of the Lord is going to visit you today. But this man was in such a place of torment, a place of anguish, a place of rejection, a place where he was all alone in the tombs. So when goodness and mercy and truth and grace was standing right there in front of him, he thought he was getting ready to go through another session of being tortured. I'm talking to some people that's going through rejection right now. People have pushed you off and pushed you away from them and kind of isolated and ostracized you. I want you to know you're coming out of the tombs. Oh, you're coming out of the tombs. Let's go back to the scripture. Verse 29. And we're going to go through these parts a little bit fast. Don't worry about it. You can read it again when this message is over. But verse 29, it says, but Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of that man. Said for what? For many times it had seized him and thought he was, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept him under guard, he had broken the chains and had been driven by the demons into a solitary place. I'm talking to some people right now. In your mind, you are in a solitary place. In your mind, there are tormenting demons. In your mind, there are things, that voices that try to get you all messed up and tore up. But in this hour, I want you to know that Jesus Christ is here to free you. And whom the Son has made free is free indeed. And I speak peace to your mind, peace to your spirit, peace to your heart, peace to your very being in the name of Jesus. You can look at this man. He was chained and he was going through torment, but because of the forces of darkness that was on the inside of him, he literally broke the chains and was screaming day and night in the tombs. And I can imagine him screaming, I want out, I want out, just screaming. And there are people from day to day, you go through life's challenges and you go somewhere and you just want to go somewhere and scream, but there's peace coming your way. You're coming out of the tombs. And then if you go through those scriptures, where Jesus had the encounter with the demons that was inside of this man, and they identified themselves as legion. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I just want to give you a personal thank you for listening to Out of the Tombs. I want you to know that God is on your side, and there's no one greater than God, and he will bring you out. There's not a situation, there's not a circumstance, there's not a hard place that God cannot bring you out. Keep your faith in the Lord Jesus. Seek his face. He knows what it's like to be tormented. He knows what it's like to go through some hard places. The Bible says that you haven't gone through anything that your Savior does not know all about it. So keep your faith in Christ Jesus. And I invite those who have not fully committed to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, commit your life today. Your life will never be the same. He will keep you out of the tombs. He's the God of the living, and he's alive even forevermore. Thank you so much for listening to Out of the Tombs, and I'll see you this time next week. God bless you. Ooh, yeah.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.